Hey, my friends, we will be right back to the show. But I have a question for you. Are you struggling with the impact of childhood trauma? Well, know that you're not alone. I'm here to let you know that I'm starting a brand new weekly coaching group that includes a year of life coaching, accountability, support, habit and goal setting, and more. I'm starting a waitlist for the group right now, and I'm only taking a handful of people. And I'll let you know that through this personalized coaching, we'll work together to help you understand how your childhood trauma has shaped your beliefs, behaviors, emotions, and we'll help you create a roadmap for healing and growth. Right now, you can schedule an absolutely free coaching session with me and get put on the wait list if you go to thinkunbroken.com. My friends, it's your time to turn your trauma into triumph, breakdowns into breakthroughs, and become the hero of your own story. And I'm here to support you in doing that. Just go to thinkunbroken.com to register for a free coaching call with me and to get put on the wait list for the brand new weekly coaching program. We'll be right back to today's show, but before we do, I want to let you know that you can get a free copy of my first book, Think Unbroken, Understanding and Overcoming Childhood Trauma, when you leave a review for the podcast on Apple Podcast, either on desktop or on your phone. All you have to do is go to Apple Podcast, look up Think Unbroken, click follow in the top right, and then go and leave a review at the bottom. And when you leave that review, screenshot it and send it over to book.thinkunbroken.com. where you can upload your contact and mailing information, and we will send you a free copy of this award-winning best-selling book, absolutely free, including shipping. Just go to book.thinkunbroken.com to upload your screenshot review from Apple Podcast for the Think Unbroken podcast. And until next time, my friend, be unbroken. I'll see ya. Hey, my friends, we will be right back to the show. But I have a question for you. Are you struggling with the impact of childhood trauma? Well, know that you're not alone. I'm here to let you know that I'm starting a brand new weekly coaching group that includes a year of life coaching, accountability, support, habit and goal setting, and more. I'm starting a waitlist for the group right now, and I'm only taking a handful of people. And I'll let you know that through this personalized coaching, we'll work together to help you understand how your childhood trauma has shaped your beliefs, behaviors, emotions, and we'll help you create a roadmap for healing and growth. Right now, you can schedule an absolutely free coaching session with me and get put on the wait list if you go to thinkunbroken.com. My friends, it's your time to turn your trauma into triumph, breakdowns into breakthroughs, and become the hero of your own story. And I'm here to support you in doing that. Just go to thinkunbroken.com to register for a free coaching call with me and to get put on the wait list for the brand new weekly coaching program.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, my friends, we will be right back to the show. But I have a question for you. Are you struggling with the impact of childhood trauma? Well, know that you're not alone. I'm here to let you know that I'm starting a brand new weekly coaching group that includes a year of life coaching, accountability, support, habit and goal setting, and more. I'm starting a waitlist for the group right now, and I'm only taking a handful of people. And I'll let you know that through this personalized coaching, we'll work together to help you understand how your childhood trauma has shaped your beliefs, behaviors, emotions, and we'll help you create a roadmap for healing and growth. Right now, you can schedule an absolutely free coaching session with me and get put on the wait list if you go to thinkunbroken.com. My friends, it's your time to turn your trauma into triumph, breakdowns into breakthroughs, and become the hero of your own story. And I'm here to support you in doing that. Just go to thinkunbroken.com to register for a free coaching call with me and to get put on the wait list for the brand new weekly coaching program.
Eric Zimmer, what is up, my friend? I'm super excited for Unbroken Con December 13th. Guys, if you have not registered, go to unbrokencon.com to register. Watch for free live. Eric Zimmer, one of the most incredible podcast hosts and transformational coaches in the country, is going to be speaking and talking to us about using spiritual habits in your recovery. But before we get into that, Eric, my friend, how are you?
I am doing great. I am happy as always to be talking with you.
Yeah, man. Same. I'm very excited. I'm especially excited to have you be a part of this. You know, we are transforming thousands and thousands of lives during this event. It's unbelievable how many people have registered. We're not that far away from go time. And, you know, one of the things I thought about when I was putting together the roster, if you will, for the event, I thought, man, who can I bring onto this stage that just knows what it's like? And I'm going to use the difficult terminology here, to hit rock bottom and to pull yourself back out. And you and I both know that experience. We both know what that's like. And I'm curious, as we go into this, one of the things that you said was this beautiful quote, and I want to know what this means to you. With the right support, knowledge, and practices, we are all able to turn our difficulties into discoveries and to heal ourselves and the world around us. Eric, what does that mean for you?
Well, I mean, I think in its most basic level, it means we all have somewhere positive we can go. You know, there's always, I think, a positive step forward that we can take. Now, how many steps that is going to depend on a variety of different factors. But if we find those things I mentioned, support, right? Knowledge, practices, you know, if we get those things in our lives, it can really transform who we are. And that then, you know, our most difficult times can be periods of discovery. They have been for me. The most difficult times in my life have consistently also been the times of the most growth and transformation. And then ideally, coming out of all that is that then we have something to contribute to the world that is really meaningful and helpful.
We'll be right back to today's show, but first I need to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Are you feeling like you don't have the support to go to the next level in your healing journey? Are you feeling like you wish you had a little bit more support from not only myself, but the Unbroken Nation? Well, my friend, I want to invite you to come and join our live weekly coaching sessions in Think Unbroken. All you have to do is go to Keys, K-E-Y-S, keys.thinkunbroken.com to sign up and join us today with 100% money back, no questions asked, guaranteed, and no contract or commitment. Every week for the next year, you can come and be a part of our live coaching sessions each Monday as we dive deep into not only answering your questions, but questions from the Unbroken Nation, and help you take all of the information that you learn in the podcast, in the courses, and other areas of this journey, bring them into your life, and use it in a way that is practical, life-changing, and transformative. So my friend, join us at keys.thinkunbroken.com, and we will see you this Monday.
Yeah. You know, there's also something about that contribution when you're healing. You know, I think a lot of people have this idea that they must be healed and perfect and everything be great before they can really start to change things around them.
Yeah.
But I would disagree with that entirely. And I think that one of the really important things is recognizing like where you're at today is probably in front just one step of the person behind you who is like dying to be where you are. Right.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, always. I think if you're 5 days sober, you've got, you know, to somebody who's 0 days sober, 5 days is a big deal, right? In some ways, when you get somebody like me who's 15 years sober, somebody who's brand new might be like, whatever, like that guy doesn't, you know, like he's not even in my zip code, right? Whereas somebody who's a month sober, you know, has a lot to offer. And I think the other thing about recovery in general that has been so meaningful to me is that the core idea of a 12-step program, and I think this applies regardless, it's just the insight they were the first to kind of bring it to the table, is that one person, one alcoholic, one addict, one trauma survivor talking to another is the magic. And that magic is actually bidirectional. So if I were to go to a meeting tonight and spend some time talking to somebody who had 5 days sober, I would benefit as much as they would. They're helping me in that moment. it's this beautiful reciprocal thing that really happens in these conversations. And so, yeah, I think from the minute we walk through the doors, whatever those doors are, whatever they look like, you know, that we're on our healing journey, we're not only healing ourselves, we are helping the world around us just by being on the journey.
Yeah. And you know, it's really interesting as you were saying that, Eric, I get the feeling that a lot of people are afraid to even take the first step and even sign up for the conference, right? Because they're like, oh, I don't know, this isn't going to work. It's not for me. Maybe I tried something before. And I was thinking about this earlier today as I was kind of prepping for our conversation. And it was like, man, if you and I never took those first steps, we would never be here. And I don't know about you, man, but my first steps were fucking ugly. They were basically like first fall downs, right? What would you say to somebody who's like on the fence? They've gone to the website 7 times. They know that they should do the VIP, keep the recordings. They know that they should at least at minimum register and come and learn from all of you amazing humans, but they're scared of that first step. What would you tell them?
Well, you know, they used to say to me early in my recovery, like, you know, we'll happily refund your misery if this doesn't work. Right. So, I mean, you know, this conference is a pretty low risk way to take a perhaps a very meaningful step, right? Like you said, even if you just register, right, and you attend a couple of the sessions and that's it, like that is a positive step forward. And we all start somewhere. And also, I think the fact that we have tried some things and they haven't worked it's discouraging, but that's the way this is. You know, and the most important thing is that we keep trying, right? That we keep, you know, let me go do this thing. Let me try this thing. That we just keep at it, because my experience is the people who keep at it, taking whatever little step they're capable of taking, no matter how, to use your word, ugly that step might be, those people figure this out. Those people get better. But it's through continuing to try, to take chances, to experiment, and to expose yourself to different people. And that's what's so great about the conference that you've put together is we're all very different, you know, me and the other speakers. And that is wonderful, right? Because one of us is going to resonate deeply with most people. I may not resonate with if somebody listening right now, but someone else might, or maybe I do, right? And so there's a lot of great variety that gives you a chance to find something that's going to work and resonate and help you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was a big thought process I had in building the conference too, because obviously I have my lane of expertise. Everyone else has their lane. I was like, I feel like all of these pieces of the puzzle come together to help us transform our trauma into triumph. And what I'm really excited about is what you're going to be teaching. And before we get into that, guys, again, if you have not registered, go to unbrokencon.com, UNBROKENCON.com, register, sign up for free. And Eric, you're going to be teaching and talking about using spiritual habits in your recovery. And I think this is such an important topic. You know, when I was young, I got into drugs and alcohol at 12 years old. I watched so many friends get in prison. So many friends, my 3 best friends lost their lives, got murdered over drugs. And I just think to myself, like, recovery isn't only drugs, alcohol, sex, porn, gambling. It's like life, man. Like so much. It's like we're recovering from life sometimes.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, tell us, obviously, we're going to get into the how during the conference and we're just having a short conversation here. But what does this mean? What are you going to teach us about? What is the, for lack of a better term, the outline of what people can expect when they come and watch us during Unbroken Con? Hey, what's up, Unbroken Nation? We'll be right back to today's episode, but I want to take a moment and invite you to Think Unbroken Conference. That's right. Our next conference is happening right around the corner this December with amazing speakers from around the world who are leaders in personal development, trauma education, mindset, and more. All you have to do to register to watch for free, that's right, $0, come and join us, is go to myunbrokenlife.com, register and sign up. You can get access to the free event, watch live with us this December. It'll be myself speaking along with amazing human beings like Anthony Trucks, Jamie Bronstein, Leslie Logan, and a special interview that I'm doing with Dr. Gabor Mate that has never before
been released. So come and join us, myunbrokenlife.com. All you have to do is put in your email. We'll send you over the registration. You'll be able to come and join us, watch live. And then if you want access to the recordings or more information there for you to keep them forever. But in the meantime, go sign up. Block it off on your calendar. This is going to be a transformational experience that you do not want to miss. Head over to myunbrokenlife.com to register for free. Until next time, be unbroken.
Yeah, well, I think it's important maybe for me to start with what do I mean by spiritual habits, right? So, you know, when I got sober in a 12-step world. And the 12-step world, they say that you need to have a spiritual awakening to recover. Now, I actually believe that to be true, but I believe it to be true in a very, very broad sense. And so to me, what I mean by spiritual is what matters to you. What is meaningful? What is your inner life about? And that does have to really change for us to recover. And so what spiritual habits are is I got sober the first time and I stayed sober 8 years, and I did it by believing in a particular type of God in a particular type of way. But I kind of made myself believe it. And then some bad things happened in my life, and I went out and I used again. When I came back, I went, I have got to figure this out. What does spiritual mean to me? And so what happened is I oriented myself around a set of principles. That these principles show up in all the religious traditions, all the philosophical traditions. They're core principles that I think almost everybody in the world, upon hearing them, would be like, yep, that's good. I should live more like that. Yep, that's good, right? So that's the spiritual part. These core ideas that are repository of great human wisdom from any tradition or no tradition, married with the modern science of behavior change. What we know about how we create habits, how we change our behavior. And we put those two things together to say, how do we take these meaningful things and actually live it in all the moments of our lives? So it really is a great supplement to any recovery type program you're in, or any that you're not in. It's very open, but it's about what matters to you. And how do you live more from that place?
Yeah, that's powerful, man. And I think principles are such an important thing. And if you think about it, they're not taught to us. No one ever sits us down and say, hey, have you contemplated what your principles should be? Have you contemplated integrity, values, boundaries, all of these things? Yeah. And we're going to go so deep into this conversation during Unbroken Con. And I'll tell you this, Eric, knowing you and how you teach and having listened to your podcast for a long time, many, many times I have to come back and reconsume the content. And so guys, if you have not gotten the VIP, you want to do that because you'll get to keep recordings for life. And so if you cannot afford it, totally understandable. That's why Unbroken Con is for free. If you go to unbrokencon.com to register, we're live December 13th. Eric, my friend, I'm very excited for this. We're going to change and transform so many lives. But before I let you go, I have one more question for you. When you think about this, what does it mean to you to transform your trauma into triumph?
I think that I'm pausing here because I really want to give this a meaningful answer, because this is a really important question. Because our traumas, I wouldn't wish them on anybody, right? The things that happened to you, I wouldn't wish on anybody, but they happened. Right? They happen. And I have found there have been many times throughout my adult life that people in my life have looked at me and said, I wish I was alcoholic. And what they mean by that is that I went through a transformation. I changed in these dramatic and profound ways, and I became a much better version of myself. And they didn't. And the reason that I did is I had to, right? My traumas caused me to have to change. And by doing that, they did turn into triumphs. And the way for me that they're most triumphant is simply in the fact that, and we all have this ability, is that we can take our healing and we can give it to other people. That's the triumph. Mm. That's the ultimate human meaning. And we all have the chance to find it. If we have trauma, We all have the chance to find it. That's not to minimize trauma. That's not to say it's good that it happened. It's simply to say it is, but it can be transformed into something really beautiful and a real actual, believe it or not, and I say this with a lot of sincerity, it can become something that you look back on and you go, oh, I'm grateful for that. And how remarkable is that, that you could go from broken to unbroken, to use your words?
Yeah, man, that is so beautiful. Eric, my friend, I cannot wait for Unbroken Con. Guys, again, starting December 13th, unbrokencon.com to register. And until then, my friends, be unbroken. We'll see you there.
Hey, Unbroken Nation, we'll be right back to the show, but I wanted to let you know that you can grab a copy of my first book, Think Unbroken, Understanding and Overcoming Childhood Trauma, for free. If you go to book.thinkunbroken.com, you can download the PDF ebook version of the book and get everything that I know about the baseline of healing trauma for free, downloaded to your email right now. Just go to book.thinkunbroken.com to download your copy of Think Unbroken, Understanding and Overcoming Childhood Trauma for a PDF for your phone. Again, that is book.thinkunbroken.com. Thank you so much for listening to Think Unbroken. Please share this episode with someone who could use it and help us move forward in our mission of ending generational trauma in our lifetime. And if you would, please take 5 seconds to pop on iTunes or Spotify, hit that 5-star, leave a review, and you can also reach out to us on social at Michael Unbroken or at Think Unbroken. And of course, you can check out our YouTube channel at Think Unbroken. Thank you for being a part of Unbroken Nation, my friends, and until next time, be unbroken. Hey, my friends, we will be right back to the show, but I have a question for you. Are you struggling with the impact of childhood trauma? Well, know that you're not alone. I'm here to let you know that I'm starting a brand new weekly coaching group that includes a year of life coaching, accountability, support, habit and goal setting, and more. I'm starting a waitlist for the group right now, and I'm only taking a handful of people. And I'll let you know that through this personalized coaching, we'll work together to help you understand how your childhood trauma has shaped your beliefs, behaviors, emotions, and we'll help you create a roadmap for healing and growth. Right now, you can schedule an absolutely free coaching session with me and get put on the wait list if you go to thinkunbroken.com. My friends, it's your time to turn your trauma into triumph, breakdowns into breakthroughs, and become the hero of your own story. And I'm here to support you in doing that. Just go to thinkunbroken.com to register for a free coaching call with me and to get put on the wait list for the brand new weekly coaching program.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.